For today's global hit, we meet a poet, not a musician, but as the world's Carol Hills reports, he's found a bigger audience through music than if his words had stayed on the page.
Birth, bone, death zone, homies a psychodrome, internalized hate, negativity, domesticate, confinement rendered upbeat, thunder distant, body beat, wonder instant, horrific, falling limb part, rolling rim fat, healer fingers in killer hands, all equal, revolution of the individual, lament is gun harm, the hymn, freedom anthem. Truth is sacrificed, we feed on famine. From a cry at rest to your conscience flat, cleanse get your poverty.
Sounds like a rant, and it is, sort of. It's a poem set against music. And the person ranting?
My name's Lesego Rampologeng. Lesego Rampologeng. Makes me tired just saying it.
Lesego Rampologeng. It's tough to pronounce. And it's not a fancy nom de plume. It's his real name. Lesego grew up in the 1960s and 70s in Soweto, amid poverty, violence, and the strict and brutal rules of apartheid South Africa.
All the factors attendant upon my childhood were actually standing in opposition to the possibility of me writing. There was nothing about my childhood that sought to channel me down that path. There was nothing. I never got any kind of influence, positive influence, from my community, from my family, from my society, my country, that attempted to push me in the direction of writing.
Lesego saw his mother beaten by various boyfriends, saw his friends take to the violent life of the street, and at one point was detained and tortured by South African police.
He's had he carries a lot with him. He carries, incredible psychological scars.
Warwick Sony is a musician, producer, and sound engineer. He's been recording on and off with Lesego since they met in the 1980s.
The thing about Lesego was that he was one of the very first black people I'd met who was an incredible intellectual and had read, was on a par with any education-wise with any of my friends. And it was very difficult during those days for a black person to get a proper education. Consequently, that kept blacks and whites apart more than anything else. Culture and intellect and what you read and these sort of things.
Lesego says he discovered books at a young age and educated himself. But he did go to college. Warwick Sony says Lesego's father sold marijuana to pay for his son's tuition. And he was incensed when, after all that, his son decided to become a poet.
Welcome to the program.
Warwick Sony's first collaboration with Lesego was in 1989. South Africa was still under apartheid with its censorship rules, so Warwick released the album in the UK. It was then sold in South Africa as an import under a fictitious band name. Here's the title track, End Beginnings.
Cocker crows and all those that you slip. Kings are sprout where slaves take root. Apocalypse is genesis. The sun, a black globe of ice, spits impotence into Earth's barren womb.
Since then, Lesego and Warwick have collaborated on other albums and toured together. But in general, Lesego leads the life of an obscure poet, invited to conferences overseas, like the one where I met him, or written about in academic journals. Lesego's poetry during apartheid was angry and pessimistic, and it still is.
The buffer bone separates the exploited from the used to be abused, now junior partners to abusers. The difference between those who tuck their buttocks and those who keep a tight ass is liposuction politics. Natives Incorporated and Gafra CC and Bantus Pty Ltd and all slayers fomented, dressed up in suit and die. It is each one, bleach one.
Lesego believes today's South African leaders have destroyed the dream of his country.
What we have now is this grouping of people who get pushed to the fore when foreign dignitaries come to South Africa, when a beautiful face of South Africa is presented to the world, to get these chocolate creatures who are growing, progressively fatter and fatter by the day.
Warwick's and Lesego's latest collaboration is an album called One Party State. This track, Minority Report, is about a familiar topic in South Africa, crime. It's a kind of call and response. Here's Warwick.
There's a noise downstairs. Put on your clothes.
And now, Lesego.
Pull in and pull out. To be born and not
want to die in the night with a bullet in the gut.
Lesego Rampalokeng remains the angry poet. He says the reality of South Africa today makes it impossible not to be. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
The Toast Song Trilogy. Enough soprano music, give me the bass beat, I'm grounding. Want to hear the earth sounding. In the drum motherland, heartbeat is pounding. The archives don't appreciate, ah.
That's South African writer Lesego Rampalokeng reading his poetry against a reggae beat. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. Organic-